Welcome to Network, a program dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. Here's your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, a show dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. I am your host, Joel Sutherland, and today we have the opportunity to listen to Vice President of Evangelism Sunday School, Steve Parr, interview one of our leading Georgia Baptist pastors, Brian Stowe, who pastors Maysville Baptist Church. Listen as Steve interviews Brian and they talk about intentional evangelism in the local church.
Brian Stowe. Brian is pastor of Maysville Baptist Church in North Georgia, Commerce, Georgia. Welcome, Brian. We're glad to have you today.
Hey, Steve, glad to be a part today. Thanks for the honor to be able to share with you.
Well, Brian, our topic today is going to be intentionality in evangelism. Now, tell me a little bit about Maysville and the church and how long you've been there.
Okay. I've been at Maysville for going on 15 years, and we just over the years, it really has been some steady growth. We've had some pretty significant peaks, but overall it's just been pretty well steady growth and focused really at the heart of evangelism.
How large was the congregation when you arrived as Pastor Brian?
We were running about 110 in Sunday school, about I'd say 125 or 30 or so in worship, and we've grown pretty steady since.
Excellent. And I know I talked to you about, we're not going to just lay out the numbers because we're not trying to boast about that, but just to point out to our audience, I'll just tell you, Brian's church is blessed just to reach a lot of people. I mean, sharing the gospel, those people coming to know Christ, being baptized, and then growing in their faith. And Brian's church is just a good model. Brian, I know as I talk to pastors who are effective in evangelism, they're very quick to give praise to God. I know that you would too, but right. I know you don't just sit in your office 40 hours a week. I know you are intentional as a leader and a pastor. When we think about intentionality in evangelism, what does intentionality mean to you?
It means putting some feet to what you desire to do. But Steve, I think I would just go back and preface and say it really does all begin with prayer. And I was challenged this morning by a blog I was reading. Prayer isn't something just to cover over laziness, but prayer really does give direction. And as you bathe every ministry in prayer, it really does give you some strong desire as well as commitment to be very intentional in doing whatever it is that God's called you to do, specifically in the church, to be evangelistic.
That's excellent thought, Brian, and I know that you're intentional in terms of leading your congregation in praying. And as you pray, as it relates to evangelism, how do you connect prayer to evangelism specifically?
Great question. Throughout our year, we'll have several specific events that will go on. For instance, coming up, we're going to have a wild game dinner in February. We'll have revival services in April. And we'll do some other special emphases in the fall. But every time we have one of these special events, we'll call our church to prayer. We'll call a special group to prayer. And then we'll name names. We'll ask them, who is it that you know that needs to know the Lord? And have them to write it down. Oftentimes we'll ask them to turn it in, to place it on the altar so that there'll be people throughout the week or throughout that period that will come and pray specifically for those people to come to know the Lord. So it's not just kind of being generic and say, well, you know, let's go reach somebody. But it's naming names of people that we know who need to know the Lord.
Well, Brian, let me ask you one or two more quick questions. How is it that you personally ensure intentionality in your own leadership among your staff and leaders? I mean, how do you make sure that throughout the year you're leading your church to be evangelistic?
We have outreach every week, and so I lead the way. I'm there. That's a highlight and a priority not only of my life, my ministry, but also of our staff. And you'll find our staff active and involved in the outreach, but also just challenging one another, sharing the stories throughout the week about who is it that we know that we're praying for to know the Lord, who is it that we've talked to this week, who is it we're trying to set up some kind of encounter with to be able to share the gospel with. So it really is just kind of, you know, some back and forth between the staff, amongst the staff, but also just in our staff leading the way with our congregation.
You have been listening to Steve Parr interview Brian Stowe, the pastor of Maysville Baptist Church, on intentional evangelism. Well, we're going to take a break here on Network, and when we come back, I'll be joined again by Steve Parr and Mark Merritt of Evangelism Ministries, and we're going to continue to discuss intentional evangelism in the local church.
We found it while we were dating.
I found it after the death of my daughter.
I found it, working my way to the top.
Find hope today at findithere.com. Call 888-537-8720. A message from Southern Baptists.
Welcome back to Network, a show dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. I am your host, Joel Sutherland, and I'm joined today by Steve Parr and Mark Merritt. Together, we make up the evangelism team of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Welcome, gentlemen, to this part of the show.
Thank you, Joel. Delighted to be here today.
Steve, in that first segment, you interviewed Brian Stowe, the pastor of Maysville Baptist Church, about intentional evangelism. And he talked about how to be intentionally evangelistic in several areas. The first thing he mentioned was prayer and being specific in praying for events in the church and for lost people in the church.
And Joel, it's interesting as we study evangelistic churches, particularly those that are effective in evangelism, we have found that they connect prayer to evangelism. We did a survey back in 2008, and we found that by far, churches that are evangelistic pray for the lost and unchurched by name. And the great thing about prayer, Joel, is anybody can do it. It's not contingent upon budget or size of church or the age or the gender. Everybody can engage in praying for lost and unchurched people.
So it's going to be really, it's true across the board that when we see churches that are praying for lost people, those are going to be the churches that are leading the way in evangelism most of the time.
I think it's a fact. I mean, if we believe in the sovereignty of God and that God does work and God, you know, God's still saving today, well, certainly the churches where praying is taking place. And personally, I've experienced this in churches where I have served and I'm serving right now. And I'm just telling you, the more we pray for lost people, guess what? The more people come to know Jesus as Savior.
Mm. Mark, I know you've served in churches and you prayed for lost people specifically, and you've helped churches, and you've seen them do that. Have you seen a way or two that churches connect prayer and evangelism together?
Well, first of all, let me say, when people pray, not only do we touch God and move God's heart, but it also moves our heart. I've noticed that people will begin to develop a burden when they call out a friend or loved one's name in prayer. And the more that they pray for that person and think about their eternity without Christ, the more they develop a burden. And that often is a motivation to then go to that person and share Christ, or at least share an invitation to come to a church or to a special service at the church.
So the prayer works in not only the life of the unbeliever, but the life of the believer as well.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great, great combination to have it that way. One of the other things he talked about was how he and his staff led personally in evangelism. The fact is, we're not going to see an evangelistic church if the pastor and staff are not evangelistic. Is that a true statement?
It is true, Joel, that evangelistic churches are led by evangelistic pastors. Now, that doesn't mean the pastor has a gift of evangelism. It means he has a conviction or a passion for evangelism. The same thing could be said for a youth group, an evangelistic youth group led by an evangelistic youth pastor. A Sunday school class, an evangelistic Sunday school class or small group is led by an evangelistic group leader or Sunday school teacher.
So really, from it starts with the pastor, but it moves all the way down through the culture of the church. And what the pastor's hope is, every leader catches.
And I don't know about you, Mark. I just haven't seen any churches in my experience or groups where the church was evangelistic, but the pastor was not. So there is a leadership component.
Absolutely. It flows from the pastor to the church, I think, without a doubt. I've witnessed that.
I was recently in a church service, and I'll tell you the pastor's name. It was Dr. Frank Cox, and he was pushing outreach for the new year. And my wife and I both noticed he said this statement. He said, "I and all of the staff will be here for outreach." And we thought that was a very pointed way to say to the church, we believe in outreach as church leaders,
we're asking you to come be a part of what God's going to do here.
It's so important that evangelism is elevated in the church. And in my experience, again, it's not happening if it's not elevated. Well, where does it get elevated? Through the leadership. And the pastor is that key person. And so it begins with him, but with all church leaders, you've got to raise it up as Dr. Cox did in your service recently.
Yes, and I know that for lay people to show up at an outreach event and the staff not be there, that speaks volumes to them without ever saying a word.
Absolutely. It tells them where the priority of the staff is if they don't show up.
That's right. That's right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. And we'd encourage your church, if you want to find out more about how you can be intentionally evangelistic, visit our 24/7 equipping website. It is evangelismga.com. There you'll find all sorts of tools to help you in evangelism, from blogs, resources, videos. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and even contact our staff there via email. So we hope you check out that resource. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Thank you for listening in to Network today.
You've been listening to Network, a program dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. Connect with us at evangelismga.com. Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.